Welcome to this Friday edition of Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson. I'm Lou Ann Crane. Doctor, get us started.
Well, Lou Ann, I'm sure that some of our listeners already know about an event that took place last Saturday at Reliance Stadium in Houston, Texas, for a wonderful day of fasting and prayer for our nation. We talked about it here on our broadcast.
We did.
I know a lot of people heard about it here, but it's been talked about in the media, mostly in negative terms, for the last month. So if that's all people know about the event, then they're going to have a very distorted understanding of it. And that's why we want to take a few minutes today to give our listeners a window into what actually took place. It was a highlight of the year, or many years for me, because of the size of the crowd and because of the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ among us. I mean, wonderful things happened there.
Very wonderful. My husband and I were pleased to be able to join you and Mrs. Dobson, several on the Family Talk team. So I'm sure people are interested in hearing your thoughts today.
Well, the event was the brainchild of Governor Rick Perry, who stuck his neck out about a half a mile in order to call for a day of fasting and prayer. Our country is in crisis. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows it.
Right.
Liberals, conservatives, independents, everybody knows that we're in trouble today, not only economically, but morally and in our family life and every other aspect of culture. And we desperately need prayer. And so Governor Perry called for this day of prayer. He was criticized resoundingly for it from the very beginning. And that probably has gone on for 2 or 3 months. But he held firm. He was even sued. Do you remember?
Yes, I do remember that.
Freedom from Religion Foundation. And they tried to block him from even being there. But he stood his ground, and the court threw that case out. And so the event did go on as planned, and I'll never forget it, will you?
He was an incredibly courageous man, and you could tell the crowd there, Doctor, thoroughly appreciated the stand that he took.
Well, we're going to start by letting our listeners hear an interview that I did with Mark Elfstrand of the Moody Network, and it was at 6 o'clock in the morning, and my voice is really tired because that was quite a weekend for me, and then I got up at 5:30 to do this interview, so you can hear the fatigue, but maybe you can get the flavor of what took place there from that interchange.
Well, he really asked a lot of the questions that are on everyone's hearts, Doctor, wanting to hear what your impressions were of that day and that entire weekend. So here now is your exchange with Mark Elfstrand, host of The Morning Ride on Moody Radio Chicago.
Well, over the past weekend, about 20,000 people gathered at Reliance Stadium in Houston, Texas, and their purpose was to pray for our country. Texas Governor Rick Perry actually was part of this event, and he prayed for President Obama, the nation, the men and women who serve our country as well. And yet, for this event, he received a lot of criticism that he would stand up and, are we mixing religion and politics too much and such like that? Well, also in attendance was Dr. James Dobson, who made quite a presentation. He joins us live this morning. Dr. Dobson, good morning, my friend.
And Mark, it's nice to talk to you, even if it is the crack of dawn I am.
That's right. Are you in California this morning?
No, I'm in Colorado Springs, where our ministry is. But I'm pleased to be able to talk to you and enjoy it.
Tell us about the event on Saturday. I mean, kind of give us your kind of personal take on how effective you thought it was.
It was an absolutely wonderful day, Mark. I mean, it was just an incredible time together. You said there were 20,000 people there. There were actually 44,000 people there, and they were counted at the turnstiles by the Texas Rangers. So that's not an estimate. That's number of people who came in, and it was jammed to the roof. And they came not to hear speeches or to meet celebrities or to hear famous bands or any of those things. They came to pray. And they came to call on Jesus Christ, and they came to repent and to ask him to heal our land. It was prayer for this nation, and it was a marvelous day in Reliance Stadium.
Well, talk about what role you played specifically in it. I mean, how did you get involved?
Well, Shirley and I were designated as the honorary co-chairman, or among the co-chairmen. There were several of them. And Shirley and I were asked to open the morning in prayer, and we stepped out on that platform, and I'm telling you, right up to the platform were young people. I mean, there were many, many thousands of young people with their hands in the air. They came there to pray. Many of them were weeping. It was not a spectacle. It was people coming to pray for their country because they were so concerned about it. And at 3 o'clock that afternoon, Shirley and I prayed again, and our purpose there was to pray for the younger generation and to thank them for being there. Then the younger generation prayed for those of us who were a little older, and the majority of the people in attendance were surprising, at least those that were close to the front, were surprisingly young. I would guess the average age was 22, 24. But to see that and to see the generation that has been maligned and people say about them that they no longer care about the Christian faith and their theology's all messed up. That's true for a lot of this generation of young people. But there are also many, many, many I would almost call them kids who know what they believe, and they're just grateful for the chance to serve the Lord.
Dr. Dobson is with us this morning, and of course, his programs over the years have been very, very popular on Moody Radio. He is the founder and president of a new group called Family Talk, by the way, and we're talking with him about his participation over the past weekend in Texas, down in Houston, of this big prayer gathering. Well, were there not protests, though, from atheists around this event?
Yeah, there were about 50.
Oh, that's it.
There
huh?
were about okay. 50 atheists outside who were carrying signs. That always occurs. But the media focused on that and made a really big deal about it. On Sunday morning, I did the Fox News Sunday program, talk about getting up early.
Yeah,
that,
right.
That got me up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And every question that they asked me was controversial, was negative, trying to make something out of it. We hear Fox News is fair and balanced, and sometimes they are, but I'm telling you, they did everything they could to make it look like that this was some kind of discriminatory, hostile program. But I'm telling you, inside with 44,000 people, there was not that atmosphere of controversy and disagreement. There was oneness of spirit, and everybody was lifted. You know, the media got the notion that there were going to be 8,000 people there, and the governor's going to be embarrassed. Well, Fox News asked me that, and I said, you know, what if there had been? What if there were only 8,000 people who came to pray for their country for 7 hours, who stood, many of them, and did nothing but pray for the welfare of this nation? Would that have been embarrassing to the governor or anybody else? But as it turned out, there was a horde of people who feel that way and came to pray.
Well, Dr. Dobson, I think of books like America's God and Country that is just jam-packed with quotes about our political leaders in days gone by who have called for days of prayer or even times of fasting. And yet today it seems like there are all kinds of political liabilities for people running for office to involve themselves in something like this thing called the response. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, there is an increasing level of hostility to anything Christian throughout this culture. And anytime Christians are in the public square in any way, you know, not even doing anything that is antagonistic to those who don't agree, but just being there angers people, and they begin trying to shut it down. And so that's why to have the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, not only be there, but he called for this event. This was his idea, and he took an enormous political risk to do it. There was nothing political about this. There was not one single political statement. There was not any self-serving nature. And yet, for the last month, the media has beaten Rick Perry up for doing this. How dare he call for a group like this to come together? He did say that it was intended to be in Jesus' name. He is a deeply committed Christian, and he didn't back off one inch, and he prayed a beautiful prayer. You know, the Continental Congress, the first Continental Congress, called for days of prayer 13 times when they were trying to form a new government. And since then, 33 out of 44 U.S. presidents have called for a national day of prayer. George Washington called for a day of prayer. Abraham Lincoln did. The luminaries among the leaders of our government have almost all called for prayer, especially during wartime and during times when there was great anxiety for this country. So for the newspapers and all these commentators and everybody and Fox News and others to sit out there and say, you're just discriminatory against other people and you're doing this in your face, it's simply not true.
Thank you for giving us some insight on this. We appreciate your time. At the top of the hour, I shared Joel Rosenberg's recalling how you described the incidents of Dunkirk and shared that with our audience, a powerful message. And I want to thank you much for giving us some time today.
It's a pleasure, Mark. It's always good talking to you. I'm going back to bed.
All right. May God continue to bless your ministry.
Bye-bye.
Well, Luana said there at the end of the interview that I was on my way back to bed, but I never got there.
Oh, I believe it.
And I've stayed sleepy for 2 or 3 days. But we want to make sure that we leave enough time to hear the recording of Governor Rick Perry coming up to address the crowd. That was an electric moment.
Well, Doctor, it certainly was one of the highlights of the day for me, as well as for so many of the crowd that had gathered there. So let's go to that now as Rick Perry, the governor of the state of Texas, takes the podium at Reliance Stadium last Saturday.
I'm so truly humbled to be in the midst of men and women who have answered the call to prayer and fast for our nation. Like all of you, I love this country deeply. Thank you all for being here. Indeed, the only thing that you love more is the living Christ. Our hearts do break for those who suffer, those afflicted by the loss of loved ones, the pain of addiction, the strife that they may find at home, those who have lost jobs, who have lost their homes, people who have lost hope, those who cannot see the light in the midst of all the darkness. But because we know a loving God, we know the greatest darkness comes just before the morning. We know a loving God, and we know the darkness that He takes care of and wipes away. We know there is hope for those who trust in Him who fills our hearts with joy and gives us life. Amen. This God who knows our imperfections, He didn't leave us to live a life in our sins, but paid the price for them. He who knew no sin, He gave His life in ransom for many. This loving and perfect God is also a personal God. He desires not a show of religion, but a deep connection with our innermost being. His agenda is not a political agenda. His agenda is a salvation agenda. And Brother CL, you and I have had this conversation. He is a wise, wise God, and He's wise enough to not be affiliated with any political party. Or for that matter, He's wise enough not to be affiliated with any man-made institutions. He's calling all Americans of all walks of life to seek Him, to return to Him, to experience His love and His grace and His acceptance. I want you to join with me as I share His word with you. From the book of Joel, and we're going to hear this a number of times today, but in the second chapter, those verses 12 through 17, it says, "Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, weeping, and mourning. Rend your heart, not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in love. He relents from sending calamity. Who knows? He may turn and relent and leave behind a blessing. Grand offerings and drink offerings for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Declare a holy fast. Call a sacred assembly. Gather the people, consecrate the assembly. Bring together the elders, gather the children, gather the mothers nurturing their children at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room, let the bride leave her chamber. Let the priest who minister before God weep between the portico and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, Lord, do not make your inheritance of scorn a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the people, where is their God?" And next I want to move over to Isaiah chapter 40 and verses 28 through 31. "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God. He is the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and His understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary. He increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and they fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They'll soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Amen. Finally, from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 3, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide, how long, and how high, and how deep is the love of Christ, and to know that this love surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than we all ask or can imagine, according to His power that is at work within us, to Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. As I finish, I want to ask each of you to bow your head in prayer or go to that position of prayer and pray with us. Lord, you are the source of every good thing. You are our only hope. And we stand before you today in awe of your power, in gratitude for your blessings, in humility for our sins. Father, our heart breaks for America. We see discord at home. We see fear in the marketplace. We see anger in the halls of government. And as a nation, we have forgotten who made us, who protects us, who blesses us. And for that, we cry out for your forgiveness. We pray for our nation's leaders, Lord, for parents, for pastors, for the generals, for governors, that you would inspire them in these difficult times. Father, we pray for our president, that you would impart your wisdom upon him, that you would guard his family. We pray for our military and the families who love them. Oh, Father, especially for those special operators who lost their life yesterday in defending our freedoms. You call us to repent, Lord, and this day is our response. We give it all to you, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
And you've been listening to the rousing and deeply moving comments of Texas Governor Rick Perry at last week's prayer and fasting event in Texas. Doctor, you and I were both there.
Luann, there are many things that we could say about that day of fasting and prayer if we had time to do it. But let me just summarize by saying It wasn't the human element, who spoke, what they said, what they did, and what occurred there. It was the fact that we were asking the Lord for a favor. We were asking Him to bless this nation. We desperately need His touch right now. And I just believe that He is going to hear and answer those petitions.
Well, Psalm 33 says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." If you would like to recap this event with us, go to familytalk.org. We've provided links to lots of videos of this event, as well as photos, even the text of Governor Perry's message that day. Of course, if you'd like a complimentary CD of this broadcast, give us a call, 877-732-6825, or that online address again, familytalk.org. Have a great weekend with your family, and we'll see you here on Monday.